to me. Don't give me that hand. Don't do that to me.
Your home for the 12th man in the NFL presents Mike Holmgren.
They, on sprint option, if they rush that guy that wide, loaded, doesn't get it done. Go to something else.
Powered by Toyota of Kirkland. Visit toyotaofkirkland.com. By Windermere at windermere.com. By Team Bruce at Guild Mortgage. And by Car Toys, a better way to go.
This is what I had my little peewee guy, Pop Warner, when I started coaching. They can do it better than you guys. And I paid them in popsicles, not millions of dollars.
Now, Mike Holmgren on Seattle Sports Radio 950.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. You can't start it that way.
No, you can't. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because everyone's riding on your shoulders now.
KJR.
It's after 2 o'clock. Mike Holmgren joining us. I should mention the headlines. Pete Carroll spoke. Jordan Brooks will get the first chance to step in for Bruce Irvin being out for the season. Ugo Amadi takes over for Marquise Blair.
What a great, great day it was last Friday. Kevin? First of all, it was Friday.
I like Fridays.
I mean, we all like Fridays. But last Friday, I got off the air at 3 o'clock, and I walk out to the sports pit. And, you know, our football Fridays are now brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer.
So it was actually Thursday, but yeah.
Was it Thursday we saw him?
It was Thursday.
It was Thursday, anyway. Bud Light Seltzer. So it was Thursday I saw him. But yeah, Thursday, I walk out there, and the folks at Budweiser are dropping off Bud Light Seltzers. That made it nice enough. But then, lo and behold, I look up, and there's this imposing figure that walks in to say hello. And it's this guy. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Ian.
It was good to see you.
You know what? Yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time. It was good seeing you, too.
And being as you're a coach, I can report back to the NFL that you did have a mask on, so you will not get fined $100,000 this week for not having a mask.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm being real careful, I think.
Yeah?
A lot more careful than John and Pete and all Sean and all the guys.
What's your read on that? They're all tested daily. They're all negative. They're all in the same boat health-wise as the players, but is it optics? Is it what's the NFL trying to accomplish there? I know it's a rule, and I know you're supposed to abide by the rules, but I don't know. It seems rather odd when they've all gone through the same testing protocol.
Yeah, I think so because of the testing. Now, but it is a rule, so I think that's how the NFL is looking at it. And if they relax the rule, it could get out of hand and maybe spread some things. I think in Sean and John's case, they apparently had it and got over it and created antibodies, and so they should not be contagious or spreaders of that, given what they've gone through. So I think there are situations, but if you say it's okay for them,
yeah,
you know, the league does it. That's how they work.
Mike, you always agreed with all the rules in the NFL, didn't you? You had no problem with them.
I was like the Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the competition committee. I was always stirring it up.
Well, you know what? There's an opening. Can we call the president? Are you available? Can you go? Can you go take over? I'd voice
I'd
a reason.
I'd do it in a second, but I'm not sure I'm his guy.
Yeah, I can probably agree with that. That's probably not going to happen. I can't see that one making it all the way through. Mike Holmgren joining us. Let me ask you about something. We're going to play this sound later on, and I want to get your thoughts. You were there, Westwood One, on Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
Pete Carroll said about his cornerbacks, specifically Shaquille Griffin and Quentin Dunbar. Kevin's got a quick little bite. I want you to listen to it.
I think those guys are doing fine.
Okay. They're doing fine. Well, Shaquille Griffin's passer rating against is 146. Opponents have completed 13 to 17 passes against him. Dunbar's passer rating looks better because he had the pick, although he should have had like 4 so far. Opponents completing 62% of the passes for an average of 16 yards against Quentin Dunbar. Did your eyes tell you that 22 and 26 are just fine right now for Seattle?
No, they're not. But, you know, I mean, that shouldn't surprise you. Pete's going to be positive in a press conference, but I think they're, you know, they got some work to do there because the passing yardage in the first two games has been way too much. We talked about Atlanta getting some mop up time when they were kind of playing soft coverage, but Cam Newton in the first ball game didn't create like this. In the second game against the Hawks, he did. So I think there's a lot of work to do there. I really do.
Yeah, I don't know what you do in that regard. I thought obviously Diggs getting tossed out hurt them immensely, right? I mean that was a big blow.
Yeah, it was a big deal, but you know what? It was the right call.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
You know, I mean that's exactly the type of play that rule is in for, to protect somehow protect the players a little bit. You know, it's a rough game anyway, and so yeah, that was but it did affect them. It did affect them. Then Blair gets hurt, and you're just thin back there. You know, you got guys who didn't probably practice as much during the week, and then they're playing, and so it's tough. But still, Cam Newton was really good, and they got work to do.
Mike Holmgren brought to you by Toyota of Kirkland, Windermere Real Estate, and Team Bruce with Guild Mortgage. Also by Car Toys, a better way to go. Mike, this is really what I wanted to get you on today. And I waited a little bit, but I wanted to get your thoughts. You laid eyes on that offense both on television the week before and in person on Sunday, especially where you're sitting above to do a game. How different do you see Seattle's offense, say, compared to the last couple of years, conceptually and just in philosophically, not just passing on an early down here or there, but just in terms of what that passing offense looked like? I'll preface it by saying, as I oversimplify it in my very, my neophyte terms, it feels in some ways a little West Coast at times with the passes to the running backs, some of the short crossing patterns. But what did you see? How different is this offense?
That's what I see. I see a very confident group. I see every time Russell looks down the field and instead of running around, drops the ball to a back or throws it underneath and then get 6 yards, 7 yards and keep the chains moving, I just see a real confident quarterback who's playing at a very, very high level, and that rubs off on everybody. And, he's just he's really startlingly good right now. And the guys are making catches. They're giving him pretty good protection. I made the comment the other night that to beat Seattle, and I believe this, you're going to have to score 40 points. They're really, really good on offense right now. And unless, the only thing that kind of derails anything like that is injury, and we hope that doesn't happen, but they are really, really clicking, and it's because of confidence. It's because of Russell Wilson, certainly, but then Metcalf's in his next year, and he played very well. Lockett, healthy. The tight end situation helps. Carson and Hyde, it's a 1-2 punch, and they're going good. No, it's really impressive.
How well do you know Mike McCarthy?
I know him. I know him pretty well. We chatted and I did some stuff for his young son back when I went into the Hall of Fame back there, and of course competed against each other. But I know him a little bit, yeah.
What offensively, good mind, right? I mean, this is kind of feels like to me. I don't even know, Kevin. What's the over under on Sunday? Do we know? I mean, Dallas is putting up big numbers. Seattle's putting up big numbers, and both their defenses have huge question marks.
Well,
right?
I do happen to know it's 55.5, and if you texted fact yesterday, then you have the over.
Oh, there you go. Okay, it feels like, Mike, this might be one of those good old fashioned Sunday afternoon shootouts between these two teams. McCarthy, a very good offensive coach.
Yeah, he is, but I'll tell you this, he is not calling the plays, he's
yeah.
giving that responsibility
how odd
to someone
is that?
Else.
How odd is that, though?
I don't know. I told him, a couple years ago, after he lost to the Seahawks in the playoff game or close to the end, and they had the game won, and then he gave up. He goes, I'm giving up the play calling. And I told him at the time, I saw him, went back there and saw him, and I said, don't do that. You're a good play caller. You're beating yourself up because of what happened, and you'll eventually want to take it back, and then that becomes even harder for your team. So, and that's actually what happened to him a couple years ago, and he had to take it back, and then now he's given it altogether away. So, but every time, and this happened to me on more than one occasion, every time you think you're going to be in a shootout, it's the game is low scoring. Look at Kansas City and San Diego on Sunday.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be, oh, man. And it was low scoring and decided by field goals. So, you've done this a long time. Football's a funny game, but on the surface, you're saying, bring it, go the over because it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, it is odd though. I mean, I think if nothing else, you've got two defenses that are struggling quite a bit as well. So,
that's the main reason you do that, because that's real.
Yeah,
that's real. They are struggling, and they got to find their who they are. And right now, it isn't happening.
Was that a one-time-only thing, seeing you last Thursday, or do we get to see you again tomorrow?
I'm coming in tomorrow because I believe Mr. Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, is going to come on the air, and I like to tease him when I'm in studio. So, yeah, he's coming on tomorrow, I think, yeah. Unless he said no. In which case, I'd be very disappointed, and I'm not coming down there.
That is the white whale. I tried to get Mr. Jones on with Mike Holmgren for a good 5 or 6 years, well, including meeting Jerry Jones in the locker room once myself and getting the phone number for his lovely assistant. I never could do it. So if you, I can't wait to hear that.
Well, because every time you were trying to get him on with Mike after Mike had left Cleveland, probably, right? Right? Is this right? Is
yeah.
The timing right? That's because Mike was. That's because Mr. Jones was trying to hire Mike back to get back to the NFL, and so it would have been rather uncomfortable.
Should I have not used my DallasSucks@yahoo.com
email
address?
I think it was more he was trying to hire my guest on the radio right now is what was happening, and so it would have been uncomfortable for everybody. I'm assuming that he's not. He's got McCarthy now, and he's the GM, right? So I think we're all good. This will be a safe haven for him tomorrow.
Yeah, I think hiring me is something from the past. We had some interesting conversations, but that's for another day.
No, that's for tomorrow. I can't wait. Jerry Jones on with Softy and Mike Holmgren and Fane tomorrow. That should be great. Mike, great. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. It always is a blast to see you, and thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, Ian. Thank you.
There you go, Mike Holmgren. Joining us, brought to you by Toyota of Kirkland. Brought to you by Toyota of Kirkland. Tell them that Coach Holmgren sent you. Windermere Real Estate, proud partner with the Seattle Seahawks for the fifth season. Hey, they're tackling homelessness by donating $100 to Mary's Place for every home game and defensive tackle all season long. That's Windermere Real Estate and also Team Bruce with Guild Mortgage. Times are busy for everyone. You want to find a team that can be competitive on interest rate. Give your complete service and know that they have your best interest. Team Bruce with Guild Mortgage is a team for you, and car toys a better way to go.